God is really a powerful, powerful, mighty God, the greatest of the heaven and the universe, and his spirit dwells in us, and God has given us the spiritual ability when we confess Romans 10:9, when we confess Jesus as Lord and believe God raised him from the dead, we were filled with the Holy Spirit. Now we are as Christ is, as he is in this, as he is, so are we in this world. And we do have authority from God, and we can overcome anything. And everything is beneath our feet. Devils are beneath our feet. Sickness is beneath our feet. Disease is beneath our feet. God sent his word and healed us and delivered us from all our destructions. The word being the living word, Jesus Christ. The Logos, the living Logos. And he spoke, the heavenly words from the heavenly Father, who energized him by what? The Holy Spirit. Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach, to herald forth the gospel, to the brokenhearted, to those that were blind spiritually and physically, to set the prisoners free from the prisons they were in. They were in prisons from mental prisons, physical prisons, spiritual prisons. But Jesus Christ come to set the captives free. And we got that same word and ministry of reconciliation. Jesus said, no, truly, truly, I say unto you, whosoever believes on me and the works I do, he can do also and greater, because I go unto my Father. Jesus Christ has been risen, and he's seated right at the right-hand side of God right now. Right now, as we speak, he's listening to what I'm saying. God is reading your hearts. He's reading your hearts. What's going on? What you're thinking about what's being spoken. He's examining your heart, where your faith is. Are you receiving these words gladly? Not as the words of men, but as it is in truth and with power, the words from the Heavenly Father, energized by the Holy Spirit. And the Spirit is the ability that God wants us to use. The manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit. Everything God gives us is to profit. All scripture was given by inspiration of God and is profitable, right? What God gives us is for benefit, is for profit. You know, when you have a business, you want to make a profit. You don't want to make a loss, right? So God doesn't want us to make a loss in any area. In fact, actually, we are living from the right hand of triumph, the right hand of blessing. We're seated at the Father's right hand, where there's protection, where there's everything that we need to live victoriously through every situation in this life. And we are victorious. We are above the world. In fact, that Spirit of God made you complete. You are completely, completely complete. There's nothing lacking. There's nothing lacking in what God gave you to do. So, when you start to understand who you really are as a son and a daughter of the Most High God, filled with the Spirit of God, you can start moving differently, because you're not the old you. The old you, we reckon dead. We're not looking and living from who we were before we confess Romans 10:9-10. We are a new creation in Christ. And so this is where we put our attention to. We put our attention to the heavenly words from the Heavenly Father. What he's speaking now, that's what you put your attention to. What he shows you to do, that's what you go and do. Doesn't matter what anyone else says about it. If God is showing you to do something, you get the faith and you go and do. And God will always make a way for you if there's anyone getting in your way. Because if God is showing you to do something and someone's in your way, believe me, he will remove the people out of your way. He will get you around and over and through the situation, because he's always done it. When we see the scriptures, when we look at the records, you can see how many times God has done this. So many times. When I look back at my life, I can see so many times God has had to navigate me around and under and over and above. But he always makes me come up smelling of roses. He always makes me the head and not the tail. And it's the same for you too. Because God is not a respecter of persons. You are his child. What do you desire? God says, give me your strongest desire. What is your biggest desire? Because the biggest desire that's in your heart is the desire that God's put in there. He's put the desires in your heart. And when we say yes to those desires, when we say, Father, my desire is your desire. I want that one laborer, that one hungry one, one that's going to shake up the whole world. And you know, like an earthquake, when you get an earthquake, you get the main earthquake and then you get the tremors afterwards. You get another effect and another effect. There's a delay and then there's the aftershocks. So you get an aftershocks. Well, the laborers are the aftershocks, right? We want another laborer that's going to shake up the world. Now give me another laborer that's going to shake up the world from where I am. One laborer, God, just give me the one. Year 2025, we are a year 2025, one laborer. God, you are the creator of the heaven and the earth. This is not impossible for you. You know where that one laborer is. All I want is one. One that will receive your words gladly. One that will take your words and run with those words. One that will speak boldly thy word from your spirit and will speak into situations, will cast out the devils, will look to you with all their hearts, will speak by the spirit, will connect to you and connect where you want them to connect, will honor God with their substance. Finance is very important. Honor God with your substance. Don't go back on it. Don't slack on it. It's very important. It's just as important as you speaking in tongues. It's just as important as you connecting. It's just as important as you praying. You know, when I met Kim, she had a child called Carl, which is my child, right? 16 months old, and he's my boy. And I brought him up. But when I met Kim, she came as a pack. Carl and Kim was the package deal. It wasn't that I just had Kim, right? And then he wasn't included. No, it was a package deal. Whoever has her has to have the boy, right? Whoever wants the father also has to have the son. God gave you a package deal. The package deal is the spirit of God in Christ in you. He's gave you everything. He's gave you everything to live and move and have your being, to live above the world, to be prosperous, to be sound-minded, to be healthy, to have a family, to multiply, to have many fellowships. You can have many fellowships. And all you need is one. It's through the one that the masses come. The millions will come. And God is the one that's supplying the energy, the strength, the vision, the direction. This is not about what we can learn and know from scriptures and from other people's intellect. This is something that God wants you to receive with faith, the word spoken, and move with that. If you move with these words, you don't need to study this. You need to receive it. And I'm going to go and do this. Oh, I can pray for laborers? God will give me one laborer. Father, give me that laborer. I desire with all my heart one person that will shake up the world for you so your word, your truth can go over the whole world. That people can come from darkness to light. They can come from the power of Satan to the power of God. That devil spirits are running out. It's like devil spirits, they're running. They're running away from you. You are the lights of this world. When they see you, they see God and Christ and you. They're frightened. They don't want you to recognize who you are. They don't want you to recognize your superiority over them in this earth. We don't have to be touched by the things of this earth or this world. The only reason why we may get touched by the things as well, because we expect it or we're not seeing who we are or we believe in wrong words. But God is giving words, heavenly words, these words which are quick and powerful, live in energy, that if we receive it simply receive it and just go and execute it, you will see, like Kim said, the signs, the miracles and wonders. And I tell you what, there's, even though we took classes many years ago, thankful for what we learned, really thankful for the, you know, where we were at that time. We needed that. We're thankful for it. Never run it down. But now we know there's a more excellent way. And this is the more excellent way. And this is the truth. This is not a lie. And it doesn't matter where you are, what age you are, whether you're young, whether you're old. God will make up any wasted years. If you want to see the great things happen and you think, oh, I've been around too long now anyway, I've seen quite pretty, and there's more. There's always more with God. Never be satisfied. Be thankful, but never be satisfied. I want more. You know, if you ever seen that film, Oliver Twist, where the little boy went up with his porridge, he says, more, sir? And the guy goes, more? Well, God's not going to do that to you. He's going to say, yeah, let me pour it on. God does exceedingly abundantly above all you can ask or think. You know, going back in those days when Kim had the back operation, and God gave her the best back surgeon in the world. He'd been on the BBC documentaries. He would do intricate spinal nerve details within the back, which could cripple people if he got it wrong. And he never crippled anyone. And this guy had his own private hospital up in Clifton, Post Park in Bristol. But he also worked for the NHS as well, the National Health System over here. And that's how we got to meet him. God got us there with this guy, top guy. And he was the one on duty when he had to be called out of a party because she needed this emergency operation. Anyway, he said to Kim, and he was a believer, but obviously he couldn't tell us he was a believer, but we obviously knew he was from the way that he spoke and how we were speaking. He said, he looked at Kim and he looked at her health record. He said, man, you've been through so much. And he had tears in his eyes. He said, you're coming to my private hospital. Now it's £5,000 a night to stay in this hospital. And I could ring up and say, okay, Kim, I'm coming in. Could you order me steak, champagne, caviar? It was that type of hospital. And I actually did. He said, yeah, you get the full use of my hospital. It's on me. And we went in, and I would ring up before I went in. I had caviar, champagne. I took full advantage of that, you know. And she had the operation. It was perfect. Man, like, God has done so much. And he also had a practice, Harley Street in London? The vulva cancer specialist, also with Kim, he also had a practice on Harley Street. And Kim's still in contact with him. He was such a wonderful man. And we got to know these guys personally. God just opened wonderful doors. And she was such a unique case of the things that she went through and the things that happened to her, but God, like, just took care of us all the time, giving us the best people. And I remember those times. And those times, even though I was pretty nervous at those times, you know, concerned about what was going to happen, there was always this massive peace and strength about me and inside me and over the children. Because the children obviously was affected by all these things as well, you know, but there was always this joy. There was always this peace. We, you know, we didn't have a lot, but we was always well taken care of. You know, it's mad. And we were happy, even through those different situations. And so God is so faithful. He knows how to keep you blessed. God knows how to keep you strong. And God wants you to stay focused with him. And let's not get lukewarm. It's not like God can't do nothing with anyone that's lukewarm. You know, you're either hot or you're cold. You're either on it or you're not on it. If you're not on it, you say, God, I want to be on it. Get me on it. Fire me up. And I tell you what, he'll bring words to fire you up. And then just move when you're fired up. Just move with the direction. Move with the heavenly flow. Continue in the practice. Stay strong in speaking in tongues. Stay strong speaking by the Spirit of God. This is how the word's going to move, guys. Like in the West, like it is in India and Nepal. It's going to happen here in the UK. It's going to happen in Europe. It's going to happen in the USA. It's happening now. We're in the transition of this happening. This is why we're coming to the US. This is why I come last year. Not because I'm anything, but because God ordained that. This is all glory to God. We're magnifying God, right? We're magnifying him. Because I couldn't do that in my own strength. Not, there's no way. It's all God. Like, he's directing all of this. It's God. We can't look at this carnally, guys. But look at it spiritually and be spiritually minded, not carnally minded. There's life and peace. And listen, God is a great God. He's a mighty power. And I'm so excited. And it doesn't matter what goes on, heart attack or heart failure, whatever you want to call it. It doesn't matter. God is in control. I believe him. I'm not believing anything else. He's got me in the palms of his hands. He's my heavenly father. He knew what was going to happen all my life. He knew me in my mother's womb. He put his word in my mouth in my mother's womb when I was born. He chose me before the foundations of the world. He made me accepted in the beloved. And he hasn't wasted his time on me. And God knew that. Because no matter what goes on, I'll still be with God. Whatever. Always have been, always will be. He's like, God is a magnet to me. I'm a magnet to God and God is a magnet to me. I'm always drawn to him no matter what. And I've seen what he's done for me in my life, from my background, from the good times to the toughest times. God is so faithful. And it doesn't even seem like anything bad has ever happened to me anyway. That's how good God is. He cushions the blows so that we can just have joy and peace and believe in. And God wants us to lift each other up, you know. We don't need to be feeling sorry for ourselves. Why do we ever feel sorry for ourselves? Because we got the Spirit of the Most High God. We got direct access to the Heavenly Father. We're sat at his right hand side. All you got to do is turn your eyes to him and he's right there. What do you want, son? What do you want, daughter? Father, give me what I need to move with you. Give me the faith. Give me the direction. Give whatever it is I need to be close to you and to keep hot and not to be deceived by anything else, by any good words and fair speeches. I want the real thing. Jesus Christ is the real thing. You know, like Coca-Cola is the real thing, as they say. Jesus Christ is the real thing. God is the real thing. And we should be excited every day. Seriously, yeah, whatever goes on, we should be blessed. And it's just a decision every day. I'm going to be bored. I'm going to be down today because things ain't going the way I like it. Or I'm going to be, right, okay, well, it's like this, but I'm blessed. Thank you, God. And you can change it with your words. And so because you've got the Spirit of God, your words are so powerful. Be careful what you say. Be careful if you gossip. If you're a gossip person, if you like to get with other believers and gossip about another believer, be bloody careful what you're saying. Shut your mouth. That's what you need to do. Let the words be good words. Milk and honey words. Words that edify. Our words should be to edification, not destruction. And it's not about who's right and who's wrong, because God is the only one that's right. And if we're being humble and meek to him and being led by his Spirit, you'll be speaking what is right. You'll be encouraging God's people. Come on, guys, let's move. You are beautiful. You know, don't look at any negative things, any failings, or you didn't say this quite right, or you're not quite accurate. So what? You're a son of God. Like, God will get it right for you. Just keep moving forward with the Father. Stop trying to perfect your flesh. Your flesh doesn't affect your spirit, right? Let God perfect your heart and then your life will be perfected. Let God work from the inside out. A lot of people try to change things from the outside in. They put the best clothes on to look good. Look at me. You know, I got nice clothes. And, you know, look at me. I eat the best food. Or look at me. I take the best holidays. Listen, that's nothing. What's in the heart? That's where we start. God starts in the heart. That's what he's looking at. Where's your heart? What's in your heart? What's your motives? And you ask God to have his motives. Father, give me your heart. Give me your motive. I want to be like King David. King David was a man after your own heart. I want to be like the Lord Jesus Christ. Will only speak thy word and be another man after your own heart. You know, and be that living sacrifice. You know, you're not sacrificing yourself, are you? The living sacrifice is that your life is in service to God. And your words are in service to God. Your actions are in service to God. And you want to edify God's people. You want to reconcile men and women back to God, those that are lost, and those in the body of Christ you want to build up and encourage them. Start your fellowship. Pray for your laborer. God will do this. This year, and I'll say it again, this year, God can give you that one laborer. Do you believe it? Do you believe these words I'm speaking are the words of Florence or are they the words of God? As you receive these words, so be it unto you in the name of Jesus Christ. So don't take it as Florence's words, please, because God is telling you, is anything hard for me? Give me something hard to do, guys. God says that if you ask him, he'll do exceedingly abundantly above all that you can ask or think. And we got to keep our mind there. That's where we keep our mind on the truth. And but God is energizing you. He's working in you. He's helping you to understand. God is enlightening your eyes. He's the one that gives you the spiritual wisdom and revelation and knowledge of Jesus Christ. This is nothing about being academic and how great you are at researching scriptures. It helps. But the point is, God is the one that navigates. And you've got the Holy Spirit, and God wants to lead you by that Spirit so you can be the most effective in your life for Him, and you can have the most impact in your life for Him. So that's what's in my heart to share.